You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye and welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today we are with Corinne Caro, CEO and founder of Blue Chip Marketing, a full-service marketing company offering web media, SEO, website design, social media, public relations, Salesforce networking, and events. Caro is also the CEO and founder of the Daily Blue Long Island Internet news site dedicated to the Long Island and New York community. Corinne, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Very, very happy to be here, Eric. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. So recently you founded the Daily Blue. Do you incorporate the Daily Blue into Blue Chip Marketing?
Yes, I do, Eric. The Daily Blue was started because we needed an outlet to get our clients spotlighted. They weren't getting into the traditional forms of media out here on Long Island and in the New York area. And it was kind of sad to us that we would have clients that were doing a great job and doing great things, and there was no way for them to let anybody know about it. So we decided to create a channel where we produce the news ourselves via live streaming, video, social media. There's blogging on the site, and we're able to tell the world about what our clients are doing. Now, that's been a great outlet for us to also expose some of our other businesses. My husband and I actually own several businesses, and it's gotten a lot of great reviews, and it's been a great ability to incorporate everything and everybody that we know. We've gotten a lot of great response from it.
Impressive. How can your clients benefit from utilizing the Daily Blue?
Well, if our clients are going to either come on and have some video or have live streaming, then they're going to be able to get their message out. If our clients would like to have their own show, we love that. Not everybody is able, like yourself, to have a show and be a commentator or be an interviewer, but sometimes they may want to come on and be prompted by interviews and be able to express their message to someone else. So they can do either or. We have channels set up that they can have a show if they'd like, and we can coach them, and we can direct them on how they should act online and what questions they would ask, and that way they can show off their business or what they're doing. For instance, we have a real estate client, Realty Connects, over here on Long Island, and they will have their agents come on, they'll have their mortgage brokers come on, they'll have their lawyers come on, and they even show their listings, the latest listings, the hottest listings, and we go over what's happening in the market, not just on Long Island, but all over the country, because it's reflective of what happens in our area.
Very interesting. Can anyone use the Daily Blue, and what areas does the website reach, local or nationally? You kind of touched on that a little bit earlier, but if you could just get into that a little more.
Sure. Now, since the internet is, it's global, anybody can get onto the Daily Blue, which is great, and find out what's going on. But I really try to stay in the New York area. I think that New York is where my family is. I have four kids. I mentioned before we have 9 businesses, so we employ quite a bit of people here, as well as all over the country. They may want to tune in and see what we're doing in our corporate offices, because we have partners all over the country. And since we are heavily focused on the New York and Long Island area, I want people to get their news out really right here. But again, it can be important to know what's going on across the country. So we do focus here, but it is the ability to get out messages and news across the country is important to us, again, because of our partners and because news is news, and what's happening in California can reflect what happens here. In fact, New York always kind of is right behind California in terms of real estate, economy, financial, all of that. We seem to be just a little bit behind the trend in California. So we try to stay up on what's going on here, but touch on things that are national.
Today we're joined by Corinne Caro, CEO and founder of Blue Chip Marketing, a full-service marketing company, as well as the CEO and founder of the Daily Blue, Long Island internet news site dedicated to the Long Island and New York community here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. So what is the mission of the Daily Blue exactly?
Oh, I love that question, Eric. Thank you. The mission of the Daily Blue is to let the regular person that wouldn't get into the mainstream traditional forms of media to have a voice. And I want everyone to be able to tell their story. So it's just the regular person that is trying to show or spotlight what they're doing every day. I want to be able to tell the world about what they're doing. Or if it's going to help in where our followers are and where really our listeners are within the New York area, I really want to be that source that we will not turn away anybody. We will help them, and we will get their message out.
And who would be the target audience? Are there rules to abide by when coming on the Daily Blue?
I really love that question, too, Eric. Since I do have four kids, and we do have several businesses, my husband, AJ, and I want the Daily Blue to be a site that I'm proud of and that has high integrity. There's no cursing allowed, or there's no violence, there's no negativity, and I hate to say that it's a goody-two-shoot site, but I really want it to be plain old, good old, what's happening. And, of course, there's some sentiment to some of the things that are going on, like we help families of Angela's House, which are resident homes on Long Island that's help about six to nine children in each home. There's three of them here. But Bob Palacastro, the founder, helps medically frail children and their families of over 500 on Long Island in New York area. So, of course, that's sad news to spotlight what's going on in those houses and with those families. But we hope to spread the message about what he's doing, raise awareness, get funds, fundraise, tell people about his events and what's happening. So there is some sadness to some of the news that we have to give, but there's a lot of happiness and there's a lot of fun and engaging things to move ahead. And once again, I just want the site to be, I want to be proud of it, and I don't want to be worried that if my kids are watching or anyone's kids are watching, that they have to be worried about seeing car accidents and negative news and violence or people yelling at each other or challenging, difficult scenarios that I wouldn't be proud of. And I do like, you know, a certain amount of interesting, playing both sides. For instance, we have a politician that will be coming on to do some shows, and he has some controversial issues. Now, that's not something that I think is going to be negative or not make me proud of the site or be worrisome that I have to worry about the kids watching it, but it's topical and it's important to get those issues out, and it can be somewhat controversial, just nothing that's going to be disparaging or negative or trashy in any way.
Really good to know more about not only Blue Chip Marketing, but Daily Blue online. Speaking of that, how about telling our listeners where they can get more information and be able to check out Daily Blue online?
Okay, that sounds great, Eric. Thank you. The site is www.thedailyblue.com, and there's no E in blue. The name of the company is Blue Chip Marketing. There's no E in there either. So Blue Chip is supposed to be the top of the top stocks, the top shelf. So that's why we named the company Blue Chip, and the Daily Blue sort of is a sister company of that. And that's where you can find us, on thedailyblue.com or bluechipmarketing.com.
Beautiful. And in conclusion, any advice from your experience that would be a tip or advice on business owners, how they can be successful in their businesses, what would come to mind?
The first thing that comes to mind is to find your unique ability, your unique talent, and hone in on that and hire what you're not good at. So obviously I can't shoot camera, video, but I've hired staff to do that. I wasn't a writer, but from the people around me and the people that I surrounded myself with, I learned to develop more of what I wanted to do and my passion, and I've been writing quite a bit, and I really love it. I think that if you figure out what your unique ability is, and I think that everyone has one, then you could really show yourself and follow your heart And I think the money comes when you're doing that. When you have a passion and you have a dream, but you don't have the skill set to do it, well, sometimes you just need that dream and that drive. You can surround yourself with the people that will help you to get there. And sometimes those people are interns, or sometimes they're friends to help you get where you want to be. Sometimes it's family, spouses, children. My kids and my husband are really, really supportive. Or sometimes you have to partner up with somebody that will help take you where you want to be.
I certainly have appreciated your joining us today. She is Corinne Caro, CEO and founder of Blue Chip Marketing, a full-service marketing company, as well as the CEO and founder of the Daily Blue Long Island Internet News site dedicated to the Long Island and New York community. And the websites of reference, once again, is simply bluechipmarketing.com as well as thedailyblue.com. Corinne, thanks so much for joining us today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, thank you so much for having me. I had a lot of fun.
Likewise. Come back anytime, Corinne. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.